Shona's coming from the old school to visit and tell us about things happening. And this weekend we've got movies. That's like the big noise at the moment, isn't it?
We have, yep, Saturday at 5 p.m. we've got How to Have Sex. That's the second showing.
Yeah. Was that popular, I have to ask?
No, unfortunately it wasn't.
All right.
And we've been talked a lot about this, and we've also had some feedback from their marketing people as well. We've now to refer to it as How to Have S**X, actually.
Right.
I don't know how to pronounce that. I think the title really puts people off.
It's like, it's too much.
Uh-huh.
What's it actually about? It's not an instruction manual, I presume.
No, it's actually quite a serious and important movie about young people and the messages they're getting and consent.
Right.
And there's lots of, they've sent us lots of media coverage, lots of people saying, you know, this is something that every young person, every family with young people in them should be going to see. But yeah, it's just didn't appeal last time. Hopefully we'll have a few more people coming along.
And it's had, like, it's got awards and things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's got loads of awards. It's a serious film makes it isn't the right thing to say, but it's a
like, it's obviously a good film in itself.
Apparently, yeah. Beautiful cinematography.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And great performances. I think it's a captivating performances.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So I think if you do go along and see it, I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy it. It's just people being put off by the title. There's one review suggested that it should have been called What I Did on Holiday. That doesn't sound that exciting either, really, does it?
Well, maybe I Know What You Did on Holiday, like those movies they had, I Know What You Did Last Summer. Maybe could riff off that. Yeah. You have to create a bit of intrigue.
Yeah, yeah, maybe that's it. I was trying to talk to my son about it this morning. He's like, and then what happens? Does somebody get killed or something? It's not that kind of movie. You know, it's not like
that. You're a teenage son, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who dies? Well, was he comfortable talking with his mother about a movie called How to Have Sex?
Well, actually, I had the poster sitting out because I was going to bring it with me as my cheat sheet. And I think he thought it was some kind of like workshop or something. He was a little bit disturbed by what's happening at the old school.
Things have changed, Mum. Yeah, fair enough, too. What else have we got in the way of movies, then?
Anatomy of a Fall. That one was nominated for some Oscars, I think. It's a... Well, where is it from? It's a French film.
Yeah.
I think it's actually... There's French, German and English in it, the subtitles. And it is a murder mystery. Somebody does die.
So, right, there we go.
Yeah.
We're satisfied now.
If that's important to your movie-going experience, this is the one for you.
Yeah, and things are at stake. And I read... It sounds dark. Is it dark?
Yeah, I think it's dark. It's quite psychological.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. That's a better phrase.
It's not like a Hollywood murder mystery. It's
yeah.
Psychological thriller, maybe?
Like, who done it? Is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And do we find out at the end who done it? It's not one of those ones where they don't tell us.
I don't know. I think I think you're right, though. You are sort of supposed to be unsure the whole way it's going along.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. So that's on Saturday.
At 7:30.
Okay.
And then Sunday at 4:30, The Convert. We've been waiting for this one for a while, actually. I think it's going to be really popular.
Yeah.
It's a movie about a lay preacher arriving in a British settlement in New Zealand in the 1830s. And he gets drawn into the middle of a war in the local iwi.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is interesting to me because I've been saying for a while, because I've interviewed local Māori leaders about what's happened with all the land around here, and I know that every piece of land has a story, and there's all sorts of interesting stories from that period around either side of the treaty. Like, interesting stories that would be good for a movie. And it's obviously, I'm not the right person to go out and make those movies. Hopefully this is the right person to make the movie, but it's a very fertile period for a storytelling period. And also, if they can get the facts right, then it's stuff that would be good for us to understand as well.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I've just laid a lot. I've laid a lot on that movie now. Like, it has to do all those things. It's also entertaining, I'm sure.
Well, directed by Lee Tamahori, it says.
Okay.
So presumably, this is a Maori director.
Yeah, no, he directed. Did he direct Once Were Warriors? He's quite a well known.
I think he must be well known to everybody. I don't actually know the name, but
he's been
Roger
directing.
Specifically asked for it to be put in the description, so he must think that that people will recognise it.
Yeah, yeah, he's been directing in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And it's got one of the actors is Antonio Timayoha.
Oh,
also
yes.
Also somebody I don't know, but Roger said he used to live in Raglan and a lot of people will know him.
Yeah, a lot of people know Antonio, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I just looked up Lee Tamahori. He did do Once Were Warriors, and also The Edge, which that's like a Hollywood blockbustery thing. So yeah, so he's
definitely Once for a World War is an amazing film, eh? Amazing directing.
Yeah, yeah. So he's well equipped to be making a film, I would say.
Yeah. A stunning, sweeping, action-packed epic.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what we want. You see the looks on our faces. We're having to read out the hyperbole from the marketers, and sometimes it's difficult.
No, that's a review. That's a review.
That's a review. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. But yeah, it definitely sounds worth seeing.
Well, it's definitely these are quite different movies, eh?
Yeah.
Quite different experiences for different categories of moviegoers this weekend.
I feel like this is a very strange movie review that we're doing, but anyway.
Sorry, I'm not doing it right.
No, it's me. It's the stuff I keep introducing. I just say what's on the top of my head half the time. And there's more movies in a couple of weeks, and there's one in particular that the community's been asking for, isn't there?
Yeah. We've got movies on over Easter weekend, which is an extra movies weekend. Usually scheduled ones. So that's quite exciting, because we asked for some more volunteers at the old school, and we've got quite a few extra movie volunteers who've come to some training, and they're ready to jump in there and start helping out.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's good.
Really happy to be able to put these extra showings on. Because up till quite recently, we've had quite a small pool. Yeah. And people do come and go, which is understandable. And it's put quite a lot of pressure on the volunteers that we had. So it's just great to have some more people putting their hand up. Mm. We've got The Trustfall, which is a Julian Assange documentary.
Yeah.
And that was put on, you're right, because it was requested by the community. A lot of people who are interested to see it.
His story is it's very educational about how power works and how the media works and things like that. So, yeah.
Definitely. But I think no matter what you think of Julian Assange himself, what has happened and is happening to him is pretty scary.
Yeah. And most of what you think about him is probably what you've heard in the media, and a lot of that is propaganda as well. Like, it's quite remarkable the efforts that have been gone to try to silence him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this was a crowdfunded documentary as well. So as well as being sort of requested,
crowd prompted,
there's something that a lot of people want to hear more about, and that's how the documentary happened.
Yeah. So generally, if there is a film that people want, what does the old school need from the community? You need to guarantee that a certain amount of people will turn up, or
more or less. Yeah. I mean, we're always willing to consider. It's great when people recommend things, and Roger definitely takes that into consideration. But when we put a movie on, there's a minimum amount that we have to guarantee.
Yeah.
So even
if no one turns up, you still got to pay it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That plus a percentage of the box office, but the minimum guarantee is the bit that sort of means we have to have a certain amount of people there.
Yeah.
Maybe 20, I think Roger says we need to be sure that we're covering those costs.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. And I think you'll definitely get 20 for that one, because I've seen a lot of talk about it on Facebook.
Aha, that's it. And if one person says, oh yeah, lots of people will come and see, it's hard to know. But if we get a few people, you think, oh yeah.
If those people actually come and say they're coming, yeah.
So we're showing that on the 30th of March at 5 p.m. and then again in April.
Right.
So you've got two chances.
Okay. But if also you have crowds of people trying to get through the door.
Yeah, we'll put in an encore screening.
Yeah.
And that happens, that happens as well, a little bit of adjustment behind the screens. I think the old we put on an extra time because they had two very good, very full showings.
Was it Hunt for the Wilder People was replayed?
Went on and on and on and on.
Did that get up to 40, or am I just imagining that number?
Oh, I think you're imagining that number, but I do know 20? That they kept putting on extra screenings for it and extra screens.
It went on. That would have been several years if it was 40.
Some of these big local movies as well, like Fina had quite a few showings, quite a few extra showings, I think.
Right, yeah.
People were still wanting to see it.
Yeah, and I know when Boy came out, I think that's when I was helping out with films. Yeah, that would just went again and again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, when are people going to get over this? But yeah, and the other thing too, of course, is that we should remind people, if you don't know, the movies at the old school, like, they're coming fresh. We had one the other day that was played here before it was played anywhere else, wasn't it? It was like a pre-release.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different situation than it used to be. I think when they started off the movies at the old school, they were very restricted with what they could get.
Yeah, you couldn't get everything, and it was usually late.
Yeah, so it's partly to do with the sort of differences in technology, in sort of digital technology, and partly to do with the relationship that Roger's built up with some of these distributors, that they're willing to let us have these movies earlier and more variety of them.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So what else is just a quick, just name the other two movies that might be playing at ESA or the other one?
The Convert again.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one's Ordinary Angels, which is a real sort of feel-good movie.
Okay.
It'd be nice to go and see Easter if you're...
That's a, like, but, a... yeah. Do they do family-friendly movies anymore? Is this one's
PG.
Okay.
It's got some Christian element, I think.
Is that something to be afraid of?
No, it's just at Easter. I think it's...
Oh,
I
see.
All
right. I thought you were saying it was in association with the PG. I was a bit confused.
No. It was just... I was just thinking if you were a person who celebrates Easter religiously, then you might also like to go and, you know, see a nice family movie with a bit of a faith element.
But, okay. All right. So that's the movies. Well, actually, it's not all about the movies because the Raglan Film Festival's coming up. Entries closed, and there were a lot of movies, weren't there, for the local entries?
Yeah, they had over 45, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. So now they're trying to... Now they have to take some time to work out how to show them, basically.
Yeah, well, the team need to watch them first, so they see what they've actually got.
That's going
to
take a while.
Yeah, and then Ray will organise them all so we can have some screenings. And I'm not sure the exact details. I think it'll depend on what they've actually got, and I don't know. But it'll be the week starting the 21st of May.
Okay, so they've got a few weeks to get organised. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be red carpet night, all that sort of thing.
That will be on the weekend, so it'll be the 26th of May, I think.
Yeah, okay. That's a lot. Again, when I was involved with the film festival, there was like 10 or so films. But so making sure you saw all 45, that's a bit of a job.
It is. I suppose they're not long, 10 minutes or 5 minutes for
films.
The kids.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But still, yeah.
But
it's
a
lot of work that the committee, the team put in.
Yeah, but great to see so many people getting active in that area too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's brilliant. All right, so just remember, folks, that's coming in sort of a couple of months, really, isn't it, at this point in time? What else can we say is happening at the old school? I wanted to... Oh, the lift. How's the lift going? Is the lift built yet?
Nearly. We've got the shaft and the box at the top are all done and painted.
Yeah.
And the seats went in this week, the retractable seating.
Okay.
Which we're really excited about.
So I was there on Friday and they said, after Live and Local, they said, could the audience please help by putting the seats away? So they won't have to do that anymore?
No, they won't have to do that. Although Penny's a little bit sad about that because she feels there's some social capital in that, people doing things together, you know.
Yeah.
It's all part of the experience, but anyway.
This is true, yeah.
But now we've got this lovely retractable seating. It should be very comfortable and everyone will get a good view because it's sort of slightly tiered.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's what we need in the town hall as well.
Yeah, they're going to be taking... So I think, you know, obviously for the next Live and Local, they'll be using it, and hopefully the lift will be in by then.
Okay, so that'll still be like 3 weeks away at least, the Live and Local, won't it? Because we just had one.
Yeah.
Probably almost a month away, really.
Must be like the 12th of April.
Yeah, and we're on the 14th of March today. Yeah, okay. So the lifts and the seats are in, the lifts close to coming in. Now, you mentioned before off the air the ukulele group. I'd been saying they were meeting at the club because the lift construction was happening, but they're not there anymore, are they?
Well, it's a little bit confusing. to me, it's a bit confusing. I know last week they were in the... They suddenly turned up when I wasn't expecting them. And
oh, okay, right. Well, I guess if you're in the group, you'll know.
Yeah, I think Brian's been, you know, emailing people, and I do know they're going to be there this Wednesday.
And maybe people who went along for a beer at the club didn't like having a ukulele group practicing.
Oh, I'm sure they loved it.
I don't know.
Everybody loves a ukulele.
They are surprisingly fun, a ukulele group. Yeah, uh-huh. And they're also very good too. These groups have got in Raglan, like they're tight.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like a ramshackle group of people who just turned up.
No, well, there's a few different groups. I mean, the ragtimers that we have, you don't have to be good to go along to that. I mean, they accept everybody.
Yeah,
all levels of ability.
But when
I've
heard
them available, and you just come along and join in.
Yeah, but when I've heard them, they sound good.
Don't want people to be put off by thinking they have to be good, because that's how you get good, is by going along and and playing, eh?
Yeah. It's the third wave of ukulele enthusiasm in the world. It's what we're experiencing at the moment, folks. The Raglan Arts Weekend, now you said to me that's something important to say about that, even though it's half a year away.
Oh, well, the actual event is, but the registrations for artists will be opening in the beginning of April, on the 3rd of April.
Okay.
So that's just a date for all those artists out there to put in your diary.
Yeah. And don't forget, I can't say this. There was the up-and-coming artists exhibition here in the town hall last year. Do we know if that's happening again? I was about to say up-and-coming artists join in too, but I don't know.
As far as I know, it is, but you know.
Yeah, I'm asking this question now without any pre-request to you, so I'll find out from someone who's actually running it.
Yeah.
That would be sensible for me to ask.
Well, as far as I know, the plan is for it to go ahead. But
right, okay.
So, you know, we need some aspiring art or some emerging artists to go and sign up for it to happen.
There's probably plenty around. Is there anything else that we need to talk about? Clay classes are ongoing?
They are ongoing. There's not really anything new coming up. The wheel classes are still crazy. The next one's nearly booked out and it's in May, so
right.
We might look at putting on an extra one.
Is that a Sarah Bing class?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Can we get more Sarah Bings?
I'll ask her.
Sounds like we need more if there's that much demand.
Well, it's great, isn't it? I love the idea of just so many people who've had some clay experience in Raglan.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's been like this for a long time. Like, there's always enthusiasm for those clay classes.
Yeah.
It's like it never dries up. It's amazing.
We'll have a little. We're working on having a short weekend hand building workshop for people who can't commit to the several week ones, or just to come and give it a try and see if it's for you.
Yeah,
and that will be in term three, probably. I think.
Okay.
At this point, so probably not till May.
Okay, sounds brilliant.
And we've got the big Raglan Naturally Treaty of Waitangi exhibition.
Oh, so we didn't mention that. Yeah, so that's on. That started this week.
Yep, started this week. We've already had, you've seen to Aaron yesterday, there was 65 school kids came through.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
They were from a school, a Waikato school, but not one of our local ones, but the local schools are booked into.
I think did they take the exhibition to the school first? Did it appear up there?
Raglan, I don't think so, because we've got a few Raglan area groups coming down.
Coming down, okay, all right. I must be thinking of something else.
It's well worth a look.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information there and a lot of interesting facts that people don't know about how things actually were before the treaty and what happened afterwards.
Yeah, actually, I went along to one of the workshops, the weekend or a Saturday workshop last year, and you've heard a lot about after the treaty, but learning about what happened in the years before the treaty was just really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually like a beautiful vision of because there was there was a good relationship between Māori and Pākehā at that time, and things were flourishing, and it went wrong later, yes.
Yeah, it went so wrong.
But it kind of felt nice to know that it was possible for it to work well.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Māori people were really ready to take on, take on lots of things and run with them. And they were, you're right, they were flourishing and had this amazing 100% literacy rate and everything. And then, the government just messed it all up. Hey.
Yes.
But it's an exhibition that it's really worth coming along to have a look at. And Lisa tells me they've got plans for lots of Waitangi events all the way through to September to keep this in the forefront of people's mind, get a bit of momentum going.
Mm. Yeah, well, it is very topical at the moment, more than even usual.
Absolutely.
And is there an this is on till the end of the month.
Yeah.
And then have you got something lined up for the exhibition room after that?
The Writers' World will be back.
Right, so they're doing stuff all through the year, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing like little kind of week sections throughout the year.
Bite-size events.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's it.
Rather than organise a massive big one. That actually sounds very wise. All right, Shona, thanks for coming in.
Great, thanks, Aaron.
All right, folks, that's the Arts in Raglan Whangaroa for the next little while. We've reached the end of the show. I'll be back again tomorrow, and we're talking to Meraki tomorrow. We'll see you then.